Despite some signs of economic recovery, many businesses are hesitant to hire workers or spend more money. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told lawmakers yesterday that business investment is limited by a pervasive sense of caution. One industry where investors expect to see a recovery is the long-slumping computer chip business. Intel reported better-than-expected sales and profits yesterday. Such a recovery could produce a ripple effect for companies that supply the chip sector. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on one company that's waiting for the boom.
The computer chip industry tends to behave much like one of its tiny transistors. It's either on or off. Robert Akins, whose company supplies the industry, says there's not much room for in between.
You're either your right foot's down, pushing the throttle to the floor, and you can't hire people fast enough, to you're having reductions in force and doing just the opposite.
For much of the last 3 years, the chip business has been way down. That's cut into sales for the Cymer Corporation, which Akins co-founded in San Diego 17 years ago. The company makes lasers used to etch tiny circuits onto computer chips. During its history, Cymer has weathered a number of boom-bust cycles. Akins calls this the longest, deepest downturn yet.
It's been a very trying time. And as we look forward, I guess every quarter that passes behind us means we're one quarter closer to the next upturn, but visibility is still not good.
A national survey of chief financial officers last month found 70% more optimistic about the general economy than they had been, but only 50% were upbeat when asked about their own business. Duke University finance professor John Graham, who directed the survey, says many executives are playing wait and see before hiring or spending money.
They haven't yet seen the numbers or the dollars coming in the door for their particular company. It's one thing to be optimistic because you see some, you know, consumer confidence is up and some other things like that. But for you to really see it register at your own company, you need to see more products going out the door.
At Cymer, executives watch for a number of signs that business will improve. Total demand for computer chips is important, of course, but so is the capacity of chip manufacturers to produce them. Earlier this year, chip makers, like many other manufacturers, had lots of excess capacity. So even if they were called on to make more chips, they could do so with the lasers they already had on hand. That excess capacity is slowly being absorbed. But even so, Akins says chip makers are reluctant to buy new lasers, especially after a false recovery last year that fizzled out.
We haven't seen a flood of orders being released, so definitely people are being more cautious this time than they have in the past.
So, for now, Cymer is working to cut costs, hoping to break even until business improves. The company has spent $50 million on a nearly finished factory and office building, but facilities director Dan Cancellari says the building will ultimately save money by replacing two more expensive leased facilities.
This is finished lasers right here, systems that are being shipped. You can see these large crates. So we're already putting the space to use.
Cymer also continues to invest heavily in research and development. Company president Pascal Didier says equipment makers typically recognize an upturn only after it's well underway.
All of a sudden, the customer comes and says, I don't need five of those, by the way. I need 25, and they better be here tomorrow.
That means a company like Cymer has to be able to ramp up production quickly, and so do its suppliers. Didier says one of the big challenges of the long downturn has been keeping some business flowing to suppliers, like specialty ceramics makers and machine shops, that Cymer will need when the recovery happens. Cymer is not yet ready to hire additional workers, though. Didier says the company is wary after three rounds of layoffs, the last one just 3 months ago.
I mean, every employee of this corporation can tell you the dates and the hours of when those events happen. So that's going to keep everybody, you know, very cautious.
Didier says Cymer will hire new workers when necessary, but even when the chip market recovers, he doesn't expect a lot of new jobs. Instead, Cymer is looking for ways to work more efficiently, to be better prepared the next time the chip business turns off again. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.